This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, July 10th. Well, wheat markets gave up much of their Friday's gains as we saw the markets come back about halfway from the gap that we saw last week. Here this morning, we're down another 6 or so cents, and that takes us right to that gap in Chicago. Kansas City is not quite there yet. So, question is, are we just retesting this gap and going to hold and provide a base of support on higher, or is the market going to fail through this gap? We'll see. You know, harvest pressure should largely be behind us, especially in winter wheat. Kansas harvest progress, pretty much, well, we're getting there. We're not wrapped up, but we're getting there. It's been a slow slog over the last couple weeks. Rains have had huge delays across much of Kansas. It has shaved off yields and mostly protein and test weights. But nevertheless, we are grinding our way through that harvest. What's more important is what's going on in the European Union and through the Black Sea. Harvest has begun across southern parts of Europe, but we are noting that weather really has not improved since France downgraded their wheat production 4 million tons here a couple weeks ago. We're hearing chatter that Germany is going to do another downgrade as well. Great Britain, of course, we've watched that growing season be anything but good. It's been pretty much hot and dry all season, and we expect to see some drops there as well. China putting out some wheat production estimates yesterday that were lower. They took it down 4 million tons to 122 million tons. That is down 5.5% from last year. We're also hearing rumblings from Sov Econ, that is the primary analytical service out of Russia, starting to tip a hat toward these hot and dry conditions across the southern tier of Russia. They're noting that if they don't get rain here over the next week or two, it's going to be a pretty tough situation for them as well. We've talked about this nonstop for the last couple of months, their consistent lack of rain, but now we're throwing some heat onto the situation. And, they're looking at a notable drop in production as well. And that stretches not only just southern Russia, which is where most of their exportable supplies come from, which sets world price. So, of course, that's where you zero in on as to where world prices would initially go. And certainly that is supportive. But this situation also stretches through the Volga, which is huge wheat country for Russia as well, and into western Kazakhstan. It stretched into eastern Europe and, you know, through Ukraine. Ukraine has had some light rains, but certainly not their normal moisture. So, you know, you're looking at a huge area, and obviously it stretches into western Europe as well. They're already acknowledging production declines. And this isn't just about wheat, it's also about corn, and probably more importantly, corn. That, you know, the world corn situation was already in a declining state. Your stocks to use were already tight. If you remove China's stocks and you had a terrible crop out of Argentina, you're going to have a short crop out of Europe and Ukraine. And here in the United States, we're off to a pretty impressive start, but we're looking at a stretch of hot and dry conditions through pollination. And I think it's worth noting in the crop condition report that while corn only dropped 1% to 75% good to excellent, which is still a very good number, the silking number at 37% nationwide is 19 points ahead of the average. And that suggests that you're pushing this crop faster than normal. And normally that would suggest that yields are not going to be trend line, basically. And if you start to drop below trend line, then you're going to see this corn market really start to stand up here. Soybeans, a similar situation, 71% good to excellent, which is unchanged from last week, but they're blooming at 47% nationwide. That's up 20 points ahead of the average. Spring wheat, a similar story, 80% good to excellent, which is up 3 from the previous week, but headed is 81%, and that's 12 points ahead of the average. So really, you know, these warmer than normal temperatures across almost the entire United States, all spring and summer long, have pushed the crops along. And that usually means a slightly below trend line yields. That's just history shows that. Now, in spring wheat, Montana rated at 84% good to excellent, North Dakota at 82% good to excellent. Also in wheat, we saw Egypt come in for a tender yesterday afternoon. So far this morning, we see that Russia is the lowest offer. Most likely that's where they'll land, is they'll buy it from Russia, as they typically do. And, of course, we have the crop report out on Thursday. We'll get a look at USDA's spring wheat production estimates. Probably going to be a pretty big number. Spring wheat has actually not been the leader to the downside over the last couple days. That's been Chicago. as we've seen the spreads between Chicago and Kansas City kind of perk up a little bit. That they had been under a huge amount of pressure. Kansas City has regained some premium over Chicago. It's not huge, but at least it's not the discount that they had seen over the last couple weeks. So the wheat complex, while fundamentals, I believe, still continue to be bullish and getting more bullish as time goes on, just can't really stand up here. You know, yeah, you're looking at harvest beginning across the broader part of the northern plains, but northern hemisphere, but still you're looking at production declines from last year and significant declines. Certainly Russia is not going to see the stellar crop that they had last year. Corn also is I think poised for a strong move to the upside, but trade wars, that's just something that the market doesn't like. Even though the stock market was up pretty strong yesterday, I will say that. But it's not bullish for grain. Certainly, that's going to be one of the first places hit in this trade war, and it has been, and it's been a slog. But until you see the actual crop condition ratings decline from heat and dryness across the Midwest, I think this market probably will have trouble going higher. Or until you start to see Russia downgrade their wheat crop, but we haven't seen any official numbers from them yet. So that wraps it up for the week commentary. If you have any questions, just give me a call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.